Dr. Mohan, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about the Okemos Allergy Clinic. How long have you been around, and how many folks do you serve?
Well, we have three physicians in this clinic. I've been here for the last 2.5 years, so I'm a new person here. And we see, on average, individually, about 400 to 500 patients a month. This is beginning to become a really busy time for us, springtime. You know, this is tree season. And so we're just getting jam-packed now with patients who are having all sorts of symptoms. But this practice has been around for at least 20-plus years.
Well, Dr. Mohan, I know about allergies. I've suffered them most of my life. I know that 2 weeks ago I started taking my medication, if you will, to start protecting me from a lot of what's going to be flying around outside as we get into this allergy season. What are you seeing the most concerns with?
Well, the number one concern for me in any allergic individual is whether their asthma is controlled or not. And as we get into the spring season, summer with grasses, and then fall with reeds and ragweed, I have to make sure each one of my allergy patients are not only having are asymptomatic, but I have to make sure their asthma is 100% controlled. That's very important, because if you can't breathe, you really can't do anything. So that would be my number one concern with my patients.
Dr. Mohan, what I've learned about asthma, because both my boys, especially my oldest, suffer from this, when their allergies kick in or when they get sick, that seems to trigger challenges with asthma.
Yes, and allergists strongly believe that any asthmatic really should be tested for allergy, because they go hand in hand so much. And again, as we get deeper into these seasons, when allergy, you know, the pollens are going to be out in high counts, we really have to make sure that the breathing is stable, because that can definitely be aggravated, as you've seen with your family.
What does a rainy season like we've been experiencing do for folks with allergies and those things flying around?
It can definitely worsen mold. That's been a well-known fact in research. But also in the summer season, it can kind of worsen grass pollen. What happens is it does something called elute the antigen. So it can make the allergen come out more from the water hitting the pollen itself. So those are really the two basic things, is mold and grasses could get worse.
Is this going to be a good, bad, average allergy season? And what's going to be at the forefront of what you're treating patients for?
So right now we got tree season. This is just starting. I think it's going to get worse. Time will tell for sure. Summer, then we'll get the grasses, and again, weeds and ragweed will be in the fall time, anywhere from like August to first frost. And honestly, time's going to tell what's going to happen here. I think that as we get deeper into the season, things are going to get worse. But compared to other seasons, I really can't tell you if it's going to be any worse than the others or not at this time.
But the key point is to get in and get treatment really before your allergies kick in.
Correct. Pre-treatment and getting on medications and getting the right treatment before the season starts would be highly beneficial from making it a bad time.
Any new medicines out there that are really going to help your patients?
Well, we do have, for the most part for my patients, I use antihistamines orally. That can, you know, be cetirizine or fexofenadine. The nasal sprays are very safe, not the nasal decongestants over the counter. I would not recommend that unless the physician's being, you know, supervising the patient with that. But there are new nasal antihistamines that are prescription only that are very safe and are highly effective for most people. And that's pretty much the newest stuff we got right now.
Is allergy season lasting longer, or is it pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same. However, there are thoughts that there's a lot of theories onto why allergies are getting worse and worse, not only here but throughout the world. And the theories are that global warming is affecting the environment, there's pollution is increasing, and that can make us more sensitive to aeroallergens and things like that. So there's a lot of theories, but as of what I know right now, there's really been no change.
And before we let you go, just in reflecting on your comments about asthma, there seem to be some deep concerns about your comments. You worry about that?
Yes, I do. I do worry about asthma control, yes.
All right, Dr. Mananji Mohan is with the Okemos Allergy Clinic. We're kicking off allergy season. I'm sure his office will be busy. Thanks so much, Dr. Mohan. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.